Iran says it's made several arrests in connection with its downing of a Ukrainian International Airlines flight last week. President Hassan Rouhani says the world will be watching the investigation and it'll be overseen by a special court. Aviation experts and global affairs analysts say last week's crash shows the lessons of the 2014 MH17 disaster haven't been learnt, and they're calling for countries to rethink the processes for closing airspace over conflict zones. Global affairs analyst Michael Bosacu told me the death of the 176 passengers last week gave him a terrible sense of deja vu.
Here we go again, where there was an active conflict zone and civilian aircraft were allowed to either fly over or through that active conflict zone. The airspace should have been closed down entirely, given the threat level, but it wasn't. So hence, we've had another massive loss of life. I should also say that this was one of the main recommendations from the Dutch Safety Board after MH17, was that in these types of environments, if you will, in these types of theaters, that's what needs to happen, airspace closed down.
There seems to be a bit of debate about who's actually responsible for closing the airspace. Do you believe it's the responsibility in this situation of Iran, or is it this international organization, the International Civil Aviation Organization?
Well, ICAO can give recommendations that are followed by signatory states, but it is really at the end of the day up to the sovereign states where these conflicts are happening to shut down their airspace. But, you know, as the chair of the Canada's National Transportation Safety Board said the other day, is that for some reason, jurisdictions that have conflict are reluctant to close down airspace. So there needs to be, I think, an immediate reevaluation by the civil aviation community to agree on some sort of practices or standards. Airlines can stop flying themselves, but I think if there is more information sharing, more awareness, that sort of thing, then we could see progress in this area.
So how then would you like to see changes made to the way airspace is closed in these situations? Who needs to step in?
Well, I think this is really in the purview of the United Nations, ICAO. I must admit, without due respect to them, having worked for the United Nations, they're not exactly a body that moves very quickly. But these types of agreements, international agreements, require a lot of consensus, a lot of negotiation. They require countries to actually sign on to them to be effective. So if you don't have that, it's very, very difficult for these agreements to have kind of a universal type of coverage.
Russia still denies any involvement in the downing of MH17. How do you see that comparing with the position the Iranians have taken?
I do think that the Iranian decision to concede that it was one of their missiles is only a first step. Whether they're going to continue to be contrite and continue to provide a transparent, thorough investigation remains to be seen.
Do you think Iran would have made the admission had there not been so much surveillance footage around, I understand, as well as civilian videos?
Oh, there's no question. I think at the end of the day, they felt very boxed in. There are a number of factors here, I think, that led them to take that very unusual decision for them. One is that Ukrainian investigators did get on the ground quite quickly, and they were able to upload a lot of photographs and other information that really indicted the Iranians, that really pointed to missile fire. And yeah, the other aspects was the citizen journalism that was going on. All those videos and images being uploaded, there was Western intelligence satellite data, there was civilian air traffic data. So this is a match that has set off a huge fire in Tehran in terms of street protests. I think there's a lot of disgust at how the regime tried to manipulate the facts in the first few days and then admitted to downing an airplane full of promise, full of young, talented Iranians that were going home to go back to their jobs or their families. So this, there's a bit of irony here in that an airplane, a Ukrainian airplane from a country which had its own kind of people power revolution, has crashed and has set off a chain of events where we could see prolonged and maybe even historic protests in Iran.
Global Affairs analyst Michael Bosiciu. And the prospect of more protests in Iran comes as the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls for a new pact to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, and as his government and those of France and Germany trigger a formal dispute under the deal over Iran's breaches of the pact.